Both stoats quailed at the sight of the fearsome smelling brew. Bol drained half of his at one huge swig, smacked his lips and winked broadly at them.
Good old seaweed and fishhead grog, ain't nothing like it. Ragabull can't abide prissy little creatures what don't like grog. Drink hearty now.
Gagging and spluttering, Flinky and Cringtail tried to sup the fiery liquor. The Sea Rat crew gathered round, grinning and guffawing as they watched the stoats trying to cope with the grog. Finishing his swiftly, Ragger observed his victims closely.
Come on, buckos, no shilly-shallying there. Bottoms up and don't ye leave none for the fishes.
Grog was dribbling down Flinky's chest fur by the time he finished. Something odd was happening to his eyes. In front of him sat three Ragger bowls. His head was whirling and his tongue felt as though it belonged to someone else. He hiccuped.
Sure, that was a primer. Drop a grog. Ain't that right, Crinky?
Crinktail gazed woozily at her empty jar and giggled.
It's marvellous. Makes you feel like a battling badger. Whoops.
She was knocked flat on her back. Ragger, who had kicked her over, stood glaring down at the stoat, his sabre drawn.
Badger? What badger? Is there a badger hereabouts? Have you sighted a great giant of a striped dog? Tell me!
Cringtail attempted to rise but fell flat. She looked up at the Sea Rat captain with owlish solemnity.
What badgers? We ain't seen no striped dogs around here. Don't worry, Braggerol. We'll fight 'em all for you, me and Slinky.
She giggled again, then passed out senseless. A fleeting glimpse of relief crossed the Sea Rat's face. He turned his attention to Flinky, who was swaying from side to side and blinking drunkenly.
Oi, bucko, let's talk, me and you. I'll ask the questions and you give me all the answers. The right ones, if and you value your skin. This Abbey of Redwall, tell me everything about it. And what about your crew? How many strong are they? Who's your leader? What's he like? No lies! Now come on!
Ragabull's crew listened avidly as Flinky related the entire sorry tale to their captain. The stoat was drunk, but not so drunk that he didn't know what would please the murderous Ragabull. A good portion of his story was outright lies. He told of witless abbey beasts and a fabulous treasure, laying great emphasis on the magic sword. Flinky was good at what he did, having spent most of his life lying and pleasing others. The captain and his crew believed the yarn. There followed much winking, nudging, whispering, and gleeful rubbing of paws, even from Ragabull. This was going to be a picnic, an orgy of looting and slaughter, a real Sea Rat's dream come true. The Sea Rat crew made ready to march. Ragabull delayed moving, since there was one thing still bothering the captain's mind, the fate of the giant striped dog. Giving orders for the crew to stand ready, he marched back along the trail alone, looking for signs of his assassin's return. After an hour or so, Ragabull glanced up at the sky. Dark rolling clouds, coupled with the distant rumble of thunder, presaged the arrival of a sizable storm. He turned his gaze to the path ahead, where the foliage was swaying in the hot wind. The Sea Rat's keen eyes and ears missed nothing. He saw the shrubbery moving the wrong way at one point, and heard the moans and laboured gasping of some beast coming slowly up the trail toward him. It was Jib Snout, leaning heavily on an impromptu crutch he had fashioned from a branch. Ragabull hastened to intercept him, frowning with false concern.
Jib Snout, matey, are you wounded? Have you news of the striped dog? Where are those sons of Werger? Have they deserted you?
The stolid Sea Rat slumped wearily down, his tongue licking the first fat drops of rain that fell through the woodland canopy. He looked up at Ragabull kneeling at his side.
Captain, we stood no chance. That striped dog had a squirrel with him. They ambushed us. Two of Werger's sons were slain. The other one ran away, though he wouldn't have got far, I wager. I was shot through the footpaw by the striped dog. Then he took my blade. I thought he was going to kill me, but he tended to the wound and sent me back to you with a message, Captain. The striped dog says to tell you that his name is Lummer Bowstripe and that he's coming after you, Captain Bull. Aye, yourself and all the crew, me too. We're all dead beasts, do you hear me? Walking dead beasts. That big Lummer beast is going to slay us one by one. Every rat jack of us. Take me word for it, Captain. He's a mighty warrior, but a real mad beast. I saw it in his eyes. They was red as fire. The striped dog will finish us, all of us. I believe what he said.
A jagged lightning flash lit up the gloomy woodlands. Thunder rattled closer, and the rain came in earnest. Ragabull held Jib Snout close to him, murmuring softly,
"Hush now, mate. No striped dog's gonna harm you. This storm'll wash out all our tracks. No beast'll find us then. Besides, we'll be snug inside of a big stone fortress with victuals to spare and more loot than you've ever clapped eyes on. Ha ha! How will that suit you, matey, eh?"
Jib Snout blinked rain from his eyes.
"That'll suit me good, Captain."
Ball held him closer, whispering in his ear,
"You won't breathe a word about no striped dog to the crew now, will you, me old mate?"
Jib Snout smiled at his captain.
"You know me, Captain Ball. None of them will hear a word from my mouth."
Ragabull smiled back at Jib Snout.
"So they won't, mate. You're right."
He slew Jib Snout with a single thrust of his stiletto. Shoving the body into the bushes, Ragabull sloshed back through the battering downpour, muttering to himself,
"They all talk sooner or later, but you was right, Jib Snout. No beast will hear a word from your mouth."
This ends Disc 7.